So what do you know? Sounds like that's 34 soldiers that have decided they had head injuries that they were going to have treated has gone up to 50 now. And it seems to be coming out just as the way I said. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days for the symptoms to show, or for the person to decide the symptoms are something they should be worried about, to get over the guilt and the shame that might be put on them for sicking out, for going to sick call. And I know I said earlier that, you know, is this a sick out? Is this a strike? You know, I think, you know, perhaps, I hope nobody took that as me saying that they're lying. Because I don't think they're lying. I think they're finally taking a small, what everybody says is a small injury, and taking it as seriously as they should nowadays. Not as seriously as their sergeant or their captain or whoever their, you know, commanding officer might be, or whoever they're trying to impress might be, that the rules are, if this is bothering you, you need to have it checked out, because head injuries are no bullshit. And so, before anybody gets mad that I accuse them all of shamming, no. Could some of them be shamming? Sure. Do I blame them? Not at all. Not at fucking all. If you've got a headache, you know what? They don't pay you enough to be a soldier in the United States. Don't go into this mess. Don't compromise yourself morally when you've got an injury that would keep you from having to do so. You know what? Yeah. I mean, you don't want to go to prison for not showing up for formation. Nobody wants to go to prison for that, even if it's the right thing to do. But if you can do the right thing by not participating because of a medical issue, you know, I ain't got nothing but love for you, man. I would love to see this. All the soldiers start sicking out. I think everybody's got a head injury. Hell, some of you could make the argument that the head injury is the only, a previous head injury is the only reason you were stupid enough to enlist. Not all of you were stupid. Hey, I wasn't stupid when I enlisted. I had a choice. I made my choice. So, you know, but I didn't re-enlist because I wasn't part of the original choice. I was never part of the deal. So, interesting, it's gone up to 50 now. And it, basically what it says, it's just pointing out how much of a lying piece of shit our president is. Because, oh, they've got some headaches, but it's nothing. Wait a minute, we have 50 motherfuckers that were unavailable for duty, unavailable to fight, that were taken out of the fight. Had that fight continued, those 50 guys would not have been available to participate. That's more serious than just a couple of headaches. And like I said, I hope these soldiers are, I hope a hangnail takes you out. I hope headaches and TBI is your answer to the bone spurs that the Trumpletons have used to not serve. God damn it. I ain't got nothing but love for you if you use the TBI as your brain spurs. You got brain spurs. Not bone spurs. We got brain spurs. And I hope a whole bunch of soldiers decide they've had enough and that they would rather deal with the protocols and the crap and the paperwork and getting drummed out of the military for a head injury than continue to put themselves in harm's way while Rumpelstiltskin is actively turning our troops into the rent-a-cops of the world that we have all, even when I was in the military, we bitched that that's kind of the way we were being used, that we were being used as rent-a-cops for the world. That, you know, we were like the security guards, the fucking Pinkerton guys for the entire fucking world. You know, if the autocrat had enough money to have us come in and we had American businesses there that liked the autocrat and wanted to run, we would come in and do devastating things to that country for the sake of a greasy buck and a flag. And now he's just being no bones about it. If they're not going to pay for it, we're not going to send troops over. If they're not going to pay for this, they're not going to pay for that. They're going to pay us for this. The Saudis are going to pay us, so we'll send more troops. So wait, you know, the only reason we haven't sent more, you know, the only thing keeping us from just filling their country with troops is cash, not morals. I mean, you know, we all kind of knew that we have all kind of wondered about our morals, that perhaps they were questionable or non-existent, but Trump has removed all doubt. There is no longer a moral component to our military service. It is strictly mercenary. And I'm sorry, but I think that anybody who joined to protect their country and their neighbors and to protect their way of life and to get themselves out of the financial problems they were in or get them out of the financial states or class status they were in to get some skills, to get some money from college, whatever your mercenary reasons were for going in, you didn't go in to go and be a mercenary for foreign countries. You may have had mercenary reasons of your own, of your own personal reasons to go in, but you didn't go in. 90% of the soldiers didn't go in because they wanted to go out and subjugate other countries so that millionaires could become billionaires. That's not why they joined the military. And some of them are starting to figure that out, I hope. And like I said, I hope brain spurs are the way that the military personnel who aren't allowed to strike manage to strike. The old school sick out, walk out. Well, just like back injuries, guys, it's hard for them to prove it doesn't hurt. Well, it's even more so for brain injuries. They can't prove you don't have a headache. And if you've got an incident that could provide that kind of concussion, get out. Get out now. Take the TBI, take your 10% disability. You know, hell, screw the disability. Just get out. Just get out. Do it, guys. Yep, we're going to have the next outbreak isn't going to be a flu from China. The next American outbreak is going to be a whole bunch of soldiers having a bad case of brain spurs and getting out. I love it. Again, I got nothing but love for you. I ain't calling anybody a fool. I ain't calling anybody a coward. Nothing. Fuck no. It takes a true hero. It takes true courage to stand up, rise up, say fuck no and get out. And if they're going to give you a way to do it medically that keeps you from having to go to prison for being for having a conscience, well, God damn it. Consciousness in the brain, right? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that TBI activated my conscience. I don't want to be here anymore. So go, guys. Brain spurs. Everybody get out. Brain spurs. It's the new thing.